In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When Jesus departed from there, writes St. Matthew, two blind men followed him. It is a very strange thing. How is it that blind men follow Jesus? Before we get to that, we need to remember where this reading falls in Matthew's Gospel. The reading for today is from St. Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 to 35. But just a few verses earlier in this very same chapter, we have Jesus calling Matthew the tax collector to be his disciple. St. Matthew writes about 17 verses earlier, as Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, "Follow me." And Matthew rose and followed him. In that instance, Jesus went to Matthew. Jesus called Matthew. And Matthew followed Jesus. But with these two blind men today, Jesus is not coming to them, but Jesus is leaving their city. Jesus is leaving their city, and they follow him without a visit from Jesus and without a request from Jesus. They did what Matthew did not do. So why did Jesus treat these men so differently than he treated Matthew? Maybe he treats them differently because Matthew and these blind men have very different awarenesses of themselves. Matthew does not know, or at least he doesn't know well, that he has a problem. And so Jesus must go to Matthew. Jesus must call Matthew. Jesus must bid Matthew to follow him. Because Matthew doesn't yet know that he has a problem. He doesn't yet know that Jesus is the answer. But these two blind men today, they know exactly what their problem is. They cannot see. It is a problem that they live with every minute of every day. Not knowing evening from morning. Not knowing what is right before their face. In fact, not even knowing what their own face looks like. These two blind men don't need to be asked to follow Jesus. No, the minute that they hear that he is leaving, the minute they hear his voice getting further and further away from them, these two blind men will do anything they can to follow after Jesus. Unlike Matthew, they follow without an invitation. And that is the most remarkable part. That leaves us with a question for today. Will we need Jesus to come and ask us to follow him? Or will we follow Jesus precisely because we already know what troubles us? The fathers and mothers of the church spoke often of spiritual blindness. Not physical blindness, but blindness of the soul. And that could not be more accurate. There is so much in our life, in my life, in your life, that we do not see. And it comes out in our conversations with others. It comes out in our confessions. In our priorities, what we put first in life. It comes out in our families, in our prayers, in our fasting, in all areas of our life where we don't recognize just how far off center we actually are. But that is not what Jesus wants for us. He did not create us to remain there forever. Jesus knows that it is better for us to see than to not see. And so Jesus gives us these two blind men today, ironically, to show us who can see, to show us a way forward. Today, he invites us to be like them. Today, he invites us to do what they did. To listen to his voice. To listen to his voice in this very place. His voice that will again speak in just a few minutes. Take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, this is my blood. And in hearing that, to know that Jesus is here for all of you. And then to do what they did. To ask him for mercy, to ask him for help, so that we might get better. We all know it, but I don't know how often we reflect on it, that the church is not a social club. It's not a place we come just to hang out and be with our friends. It's not even a place we come because we feel guilty if we don't come. If those are the reasons for us coming here, then we've got it all wrong. But the church is a hospital. And hospitals are only worth anything if they help people to get better. That is what Jesus wants for us. It's what he wants for you and it's what he wants for me. And his only prayer today is like these two blind men. You and I want it too. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.